they get where you been. Now back after the exclusive two-week tour of Europe, Asia, and the subcontinent, here Derek Knight and Colin Burton, the son of cheese, have our power hour.
That is correct. We have been away. Well, and it's not really Colin's fault at all. It's all me. I have been remiss in updating not only my blog, but the old awesome cast, and none of it can be placed on the proprietor of fizzleandpop.com.
Colin Burton!
It's all my fault. So, Colin, how are you anyway?
I have a headache.
So all of that noise that I'm just punching buttons randomly.
Derek Knight.
It's probably not helping.
Colin Burton.
Not helping your situation at all.
Nah, especially since I have headphones on.
Yay!
And it's sucking.
Well, anyway, personally, I've been busy, mentally and physically fatigued. Choose your excuse, but I took a week off of the old awesome cast, and you know, hey, it happened. The guys that were making fun of us that one time, Christ, they've taken months in a row off, and apparently people still love them. I take a week off. Nobody's not said that they don't love me, but hey, you know, I would think that it would add mystery. Maybe we'd gain a listener or two, but no, I think we're still stuck at listener at this point.
Hey, well, but we love listener.
We do love listener because listener listens. It's kind of what listeners do. But, well, we've just, I mean, I don't know. You've been kind of redesigning your website, and we'll get to that later in the show. So don't start talking about it yet.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't start talking about it yet. The big news that you asked me about at least a month ago, and I scrambled up so that as to not get the word out because listener was going to find out when we went to visit listener out at her abode. Well, it's no longer secret news. Yes, my wife is pregnant. Yes, she is due to deliver our first and likely only child next March. We have found out that it is a boy, and we've settled on the name Max. And initially, that was Maximus Charles, and actually it was Maximus Thor, and then I was just kidding around, and then I realized I kind of liked the name Maximus, since initially we were going to name it Charles Joseph, and then it was like, wow, I started to hate the name Charles because people would start calling it Charlie and Chuck, and had to come up with a different name. Really liked Maximus Charles. It was Maximus Charles until I woke up the next morning and realized that's pretty stupid. But still like Max, so not going to waste any letters. Just going to settle on Max. That's going to be my kid's name once it's born.
Well, there you go. Well, it's a good thing you stayed away from Maximus because I could see him going through school with a name Gluteus.
Gluteus. Well, he's probably going to be doomed with a massive Gluteus Maximus anyway, just through genetics alone. So, don't give the kids any more ammunition to make fun of him. And at least it's a name that is not that hard to spell.
I don't know.
Yeah, but what?
I don't know. It's like Bob or Tom.
It's nothing like Bob or Tom. It's Max. Max is definitely different than Bob or Tom.
To the max. I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, it's your kid. Warp him how you want.
You're right. Well, you've been a dad for so long that I've lost count. And why? Well, you just couldn't keep it in your pants, apparently. But how long have you been a dad?
Well, Justin is 14, so 14 years.
And how many spawn do you have?
Two
spawn. And how are they doing?
They're doing good. Yeah, Justin started high school, and Jordan's in second grade.
You're just so stinking much older than I am. It's insane.
Yeah.
You're the old man and the sea. And I'm a young pup sitting over here, all vital and full of vim and vigor.
Is that what you're full of?
Sure.
That's not what I'd call it.
Well, you know, I don't care what you'd call it, Mr. I'm full of piss and vinegar.
No, there'd be no piss. No, I'd say you're full of something else, though.
No, I was saying you are full of the piss and the vinegar.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
there's just been stuff happening.
Yeah, life.
Yeah, football season started. I'm officiating that. Of course, wrestling season is almost upon us, and I think it starts on Thursday. So I've got an overlap there. I've gotten stupid officials. You know, this is one thing I don't like about being an official, a sports official, is the meetings. The meetings are damn near as pointless as anything else. You get the same people that do the same exact things. They talk amongst themselves while the meeting's going on. They're not listening. And then they end up saying, well, what about this? And they're saying the exact same thing that was just said that they would have heard had they been listening and paying attention. And I want to stand up and just punch them in the eye and say, well, maybe if you'd shut the fuck up for once in your life, you wouldn't have to ask that stupid question to keep us all after.
But you know what? I think that typifies like every meeting ever.
Every meeting that you've ever been in, every meeting that I know I've ever been in, it's not that people want to be there to solve problems. They don't want to pay attention. They want to be there so that people can hear them talk. They're not listening. They're just waiting to talk.
Yeah. Kind of like podcasting. Yeah.
Kind of like what, me while I'm podcasting, not really listening to you, just waiting to talk?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Except you.
I don't know.
Go to hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell.
So yeah, I've been doing all that stuff and still doing hockey and, of course, playing as much golf as I possibly can. You know, a year ago, if you told me that I would have been wasting so much time and money and energy on golf, I would have said, you're crazy. But no, the bug has gotten me. It's got a hold of me. It's held me down and taken my lunch money. I am now addicted to the golfs. I've got a whole new set of clubs coming. I played with my new driver this last weekend and just absolutely crushed the ball. It's like a bomb going off when the driver hits the ball. I got a whole new set of clubs coming in on Wednesday. We took Colin out to the driving range at one point, and he was doing all right, but you're saying that it's not your game. You've made your decisions. Yep. Is that final?
That is final. I don't know this bug that you speak of. It does not seem to infect me. So
it hasn't gotten. Well, you've only been out. You golfed once when you were stationed with the Air Force in England, right?
Right.
And how old were you then?
19.
Yeah. See, that's too early. You don't really take up golf when you got that kind of a short attention span.
Yeah.
And so since then, you've only been hitting the ball one time.
Twice. I went twice.
You went twice?
Yeah, I went twice. Once with you and Ray, and once with just you.
Really?
You know?
Oh, that's right. I guess you did.
Yeah.
It was so memorable, I didn't remember.
So.
And so you're saying that it's not your game?
No. It's not my game. I can't see spending the time and the money on it. Can't do it.
Well, and that is the thing. The money is really the shocking part about playing golf. You play once a week, you're dropping, you know, $25-$30 on it. You play twice a week, shocker, it's twice that much at least. So, yeah, it's a pricey pastime, and one that I'm not really used to paying for, because growing up, my dad was a PGA professional, and of course, he got to golf for free. And he also worked at some golf courses that I would work at part-time when I was of working age, and because I worked there, guess what?
You had all the golf for free that you wanted.
I got to play for free, too. And so paying to play was really one of the major factors that kept me away from it for so long. But, you know, I'm not necessarily well-to-do, but certainly the doing some of the things that I do on the side, the voiceovers and also doing the officiating, it gives me the spendies cash if, you know, if I want to go play some golf, I'm going to play some damn golf. So
good for you.
Makes me feel like a grown-up finally. Helping to bring a life into the world and somehow being responsible for another human being's development and well-being.
So are you going to talk about the gun you're going to get in exchange for this baby?
Why not, since you brought it up?
since we're talking about being grown up and all. Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, it's not something that I'm real terrifyingly obsessed over, but I have often suggested that we have a firearm in the house for self-defense purposes. For you kids not in the know, in the state of Colorado, there's what's called the Make My Day Law. And what that means is if you are threatened in your household, if somebody has forcibly entered your household against your will, you are justified in utilizing deadly force against them. That means, you know, that many households own guns. I've often suggested to Heather that we own a gun for self-defense purposes, and she's always the kind of person that says, but what about those people that are killed with their own gun? And I just chuckle with a wave of my hand, I dismiss her concerns because that's just silly.
Yeah, you couldn't possibly be one of those people, ever.
No, I couldn't possibly. But it was kind of like the name Joseph Charles. It was fine when we picked it out when I never expected to have to use it. But Heather said, you can get a gun as soon as I get a baby. And so time finally came, you know, knocked her up, and now I'm going to cash in on that offer. I am going to get the gun. Guns for Babies was the offer, and now, you know, she's pregnant, so I am going to give birth to a shiny new handgun.
What are you
going to
name it?
I'm going to name it Sudden Death.
The hell? Did you hear that? Still there. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Well, I hear you. That's about it.
Oh. Okay, well, that's good.
What was it?
Heather has AOL running in the background, and that's the it made the noise that it makes when it checks mail.
What? Ba-ding!
Well, more like ding-ding, but yeah.
Oh, well, ding-ding. Oh, well, good Lord. Let's get specific.
So
no, I didn't hear that, but thanks for sharing. Thanks for being completely sidetracked by that. Thanks for stopping the show completely because AOL was checking for mail.
You're welcome, because remember, I have a headache, and that was loud.
Ah, well, okay, I didn't hear
it. So I didn't know if it carried through or not, but...
Yeah, so I'm going to name the handgun Sudden Death, and I'm going to keep it in a box and locked away like, you know,
like the child.
Responsible gun owner should. Like the child, that's right. It'll have air holes. And no, but I plan on doing, you know, all the classes and courses and, doing the shooting ranges, et cetera, so that I'm, you know, and I'm very comfortable with firearms and handguns.
So
it's not that I necessarily grew up around them, but I did have a chance to, I've had a chance in my life to fire guns. I'm actually a very skilled marksman, all things considered. It's, you know, it's just, it's not something that is abhorrent to me. I know that there are a lot of people out there that hate guns, that think they are the scourge of our universe, but to those people I say, why don't you cram that up your ass, pal, because, you know, this country was born on the strength of firearms. The Second Amendment to our Constitution gives us the right to bear arms.
Yes.
Sure.
Right,
boy.
Right. Well, see, I did grow up around guns, a lot of guns.
Yeah. And what's your feeling on the matter?
Well, my feeling is if you ever get into the side hobby of making your own bullets...
That would be my Uncle Mickey.
Well...
And that's not a side hobby to him. That's his. That's a lifestyle.
Well, anyway, make sure you keep the primers well out of your kids' reach.
I plan on keeping anything firearm or ammunition related well out of my child's reach. I don't want them...
You'd be surprised at what they can do, though. They're crafty.
Oh, you gave birth to at least one just insane, curious monkey, and I know that she's lucky to be alive at this point from some of the stories you've told me.
Yeah, when she climbed over the balcony and ran off,
and escapability. She was three when she just jumped the balcony and was gone?
Yeah, she climbed over the back balcony and was found almost ready to cross, what street is it? I don't even remember anymore.
Barnes.
No, it wasn't Barnes. It was the other one.
Academy? No, Austin Bluffs.
Yeah, Austin Bluffs.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
Christ Almighty indeed.
Where was she going?
I don't know. I think she was trying to find the park. I think she...
trying to find the park.
Yeah, and it was raining, and it was just... And I was at work, so it sucked. That was terrifying.
She's, not a whole lot of great decision-making at that point. Three-year-olds aren't really known for their shrewd decision-making tactics.
No, but she's better now.
She's better now.
She has a better understanding of that.
How's she doing in school, by the way?
She's doing good.
Is she likes it?
Yeah, she does. She
get along with the teachers, not causing too much trouble?
Nah, she's liked her teachers. She's not really getting along with a few of the students, but...
Well, you know, that's going to happen. But I'm sure that you can remember quite a few of the students that you went to school with that you just didn't get along with at all.
I remember, yeah.
This is because you're a disagreeable bastard.
Yeah, but mostly I put them out of my head now that they're in the past. No point in spending any time.
No point in dwelling on that. No point in them bringing you down, right?
Screw them.
Hell with them.
Exactly.
This is not just a one-shot deal. We are back for good. I hope you know that.
Are we?
Well, sure. I plan on having those, you know, future shows that we've talked about before. I'm going to make those goddamn reality.
I'm not doing shock trivia. It isn't happening, man.
You know, and like I said, that's just because you're a Sally. You're an Nancy.
It's because I suck at trivia, and I don't feel like being electrocuted. That's what that's about.
Kids, to fill you in on what Colin is talking about, one of the shows that I listen to on a regular basis, it's not a podcast, it's actual real, no kidding, radio. It's the Don and Mike Show from Washington, D.C. I think that what I was listening to was a best of, but it was shock trivia. They had a shock collar, a dog's shock collar on, and for every trivia question they got wrong, they got a shock. And it was some of the best radio I've ever heard. And I asked Colin if he wanted to duplicate that on our little podcast, and he pushed out so fast. It was amazing. It was like he was pushing out before he even knew what he was pushing out about.
No.
Yes. No. Yes.
But I mentioned it to Heather, she said, "I'll do that." So I don't know. Maybe she will. But see, in that case, I cannot see it because I wouldn't be able to shock her. So.
Well, that's why the shocker would be in the hands of a neutral party, one of the most sadistic people we know, and I'm guessing that it would be Justin Carmichael.
Right.
And I think that he could shock my sister. I could shock my sister.
I'm sure you could. But if
the way Don and Mike did it was when Don was answering questions, the shocker was in the hands of Mike, and vice versa.
Yeah, but they probably...
So in this case, if it were me against Heather, while I were answering questions, the shocker would be in the hands of Heather, and while she's answering the questions, the shocker would be in the hands of me.
Mm.
Of course, ideally, since it's our podcast, the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, featuring Derek Knight and Colin Burton, you'd think that both hosts would be man enough to step up to the plate and do the bit.
See... You're skewing this to make me look bad, but the reality...
Yeah, I am!
Folks, our listener, the reality is Derek is a freak when it comes to trivia. He knows too much. It's hard to stop. I would be there twitching, and he would be there laughing. I don't see the fun in that. That's not going to happen. Of course you do.
I do. This would be better than the drunk episode. And, you know, that's the thing. At least what we need to do is get a few drinks in us and then do the shocker.
Oh, yeah, because electricity and alcohol will just mix wonderfully.
I'm thinking it will.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that wasn't what I was talking about regarding future shows. I'm talking about somehow hopefully getting Mark Paglia on to discuss the worst movies ever made. He, of course, was the director, not the director, but the producer of four of the worst movies to ever hit the silver screen back in the 80s and early 90s.
They hit a screen?
The place where... What's that?
They actually hit a screen? Were they
still shown in... They had to have, yeah. I mean, I know at least one of them, Elves, is a cult hit. I mean, you know, there's a small following that are looking for Clarence. And guess what? We know where he is.
Yes.
That's right. He's picking weeds out of the parking lot where we were. And he was the star, the best actor in that frickin' movie. Of course, he didn't have much competition. Dan Haggerty and what's that other guy who's always constantly drunk? He didn't. He was the best actor in Elves. What's that?
Larry. Never mind. Drunk Larry.
Story for another time. Yeah. Anyway, I heard last week my sources tell me that those worst movies ever made, Colin,
yeah.
Alien Seed, Laser Moon, Cyber Chick, and Elves were in the process of being mastered to DVD, utilizing the original masters.
By us?
Yes. By the location that we work, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently they're primed for a holiday release.
Wow, will they give us free copies? Because I really don't want to pay for them.
Well, I'm thinking they'll have enough surplus because they won't sell.
They might sell. You never know.
You're right, I don't know. I am in a constant state of overestimating the public, and so I should stop doing that.
Yeah.
I really should.
See an Elves Woot shirt in the future.
Yeah, and that's another thing we'll get around to, that whole shirt derby that has been going on. I think we might have mentioned this when it first started, way, way back when we recorded our last batch of podcasts. But if you kids are unawares, there's a site called Woot.com. It's kind of like the Big Lots of the web. It's one day, one deal. They started a side site called Shirt.Woot, where they sell a shirt. They print a run of shirts in varying sizes, and they sell them till they sell out. I think they sell them at, $10? And if you don't want it shipped tarred post, which is the slowest shipping method known to man, you pay $5 and it's overnighted to you.
Yeah, I think that's tacked to a hobo and see if it gets there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, sent off in random directions. I mean, you read the tracking and it goes like all the way across the country and then backtracks and then comes back and it's it's a wandering nomadic tribe that delivers this shit in tarred post, but it's FedEx Smart Post for you kids who aren't getting the tarred post joke. Yeah, they then started what's called the Derby, which is a weekly design competition, which has kind of morphed into what it is now, which is the top three designs get printed and sold. And Colin and I have entered almost every week, and we have not won. Colin has come closer to winning than I have, but that's kind of that where I get that whole I'm constantly overestimating the public. And unfortunately, the voting masses, the unwashed voting masses at Shirt.Woot are apparently some of the lowest forms of consumers, because they're voting for some of the absolute biggest chunks of horseshit designs I have ever seen in my life.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion, actually, about how Woot needs to put the vote in with the shirt view so that you can actually see how it looks on the shirt, because a lot of people are just voting on the thumbnails, and what might look good on a thumbnail doesn't mean it's going to look good on a shirt, you know? But I agree. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff up there that just I would not wear. I wouldn't wipe up
dog shit with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead and say it. You wouldn't wipe up horse shit with it.
Right.
But yeah, there's just a lot of designs that are pathetic and pointless, and they end up winning sometimes. And it's just like, what are you people voting for? What are you doing? What are you thinking?
I'm still enjoying it.
What is going on in your frickin' mind that you vote for this horse shit? I just don't, I mean, it's not like the prize is earth-shattering. It's $200 effing. Christ, I've got $200+ in my wallet right now.
Of course, you play golf. I mean, you got money to burn.
That's right. I'm a high roller, baby. I'm out and living the high life. I'm living the American dream.
See, I'm enjoying it simply because it's kind of like Illustration Friday with a potential of a prize. You know?
Exactly. It's the theme. You get a theme. You get to interpret the theme, and it's all well and good. And I'm for it. It's just that number one, I'm not too fond of giving Woot the rights to anything I do for 60 days. Now, granted, if they like it, which to this point they haven't, they could choose to just print it on their own, and they would still, you know, I assume would have to pay me.
Oh yeah, they do.
That's $200, but
right
to this point. It's almost like I don't even exist. I mean, you're starting to gain a following because of your zombie thing, but, you know, it's like, who the hell am I? They don't even acknowledge me when I post to the forums. And sometimes I post, like, extremely stupid or inflammatory things just to see if they're paying attention, and nobody is. It's almost comical the way I cease to exist in this little competition. What are you chuckling about?
I'm just chuckling because... it really doesn't make sense. Your designs have been good. Your amputee player.
Once the Amherst amputees failed to crack even, I think, 30 votes, I was done. Mentally, I was pretty much done with the competition. That's all I can say.
Yeah. But you see, 60 days isn't that long to wait anyway, really, compared to some other places that hold it for like 6 months.
What other places are there? Please to be enlightening me.
I think Unities and... I can't think of... There's a big one that they keep talking about in the forum.
Threadless,
yeah. There's Threadless. There's various other places, so...
Well, but they also, I guess you're
those
right.
places
I mean,
also like, offer more money, too. It's a bigger prize.
Oh, well, there you go. Like, what's the prize of Threadless? Please explain what Threadless is first.
Man, I haven't submitted to them. It's a t-shirt design site, but apparently it's more higher-end... what's the word I'm looking for? Higher-end designs than... what you're getting at Woot. Let me check. You can just...
How hard is that?
You just go ahead and edit out this while I'm surfing here. Justin's on the Xbox. He's playing in my game.
What about Justin on the Xbox?
He's playing Xbox Live, so my... computer connected.
Oh, he's chewing your bandwidth up?
Yeah.
Is that why you're kind of crackly and tinny?
Might be. I forgot to tell him to get the hell off.
Did the kids fuck with the settings on the compressor?
I don't know. I don't know what they are. See, what we should do, what we really should do, is have them all set and then turn it around so it's facing the wall. That way nobody can mess with it.
Yeah.
I can't see the prize. I think it's only a once-a-month prize, but it's like
$2,000. $2,000?
So.
I don't have $2,000 in my wallet right now. That's a significant prize. I would accept $2,000.
Right. So, yeah.
Are you thinking about submitting something to this Threadless?
If I ever get the hang of Woot, yeah, I might.
What do you mean get the hang of Woot?
See, I'm still not sure.
Fine.
Yeah, but I'm not sure my designs are really good enough.
See, that's the difference between you and I.
What?
You are constantly worried about the quality of your work. You're constantly seeking approval. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks because I know what I do is gold.
Yeah, but then you...
If you had my attitude, you'd be better off.
Right, but at the same time, you are pissed because of the low voting on the stuff, and I'm...
No, I'm not pissed about the low voting. It would be fine. If nobody likes my stuff, that's okay. It doesn't bother me. It's when they vote for stupid shit like that off-center pixelated superpower thing from some weeks back.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of the horse shit that they're voting on, like this Hitchhiker's thing that damn near won last week, just because these idiots think that the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the end-all be-all in their Bible, and oh my god, it was Hitchhiker's 42, and I have to vote for that because I'm a total fucking pansy-ass loser who has nothing better to do than think that sci-fi rules the Earth and something somebody else wrote is the most important thing in my life! That's why I'm pissed.
Yeah, see, I wasn't listening because I was surfing my way to what the prize actually is. It's so I heard it was a rant, so good for you.
Okay.
But yeah, $2,500, 2,000 cash, $500 gift certificate, or 200 cash and membership to the Alumni Club, plus get paid $500 for each time your design gets reprinted. So there you go.
I'd take the 2,000 cash and $500 gift certificate.
Well, and
just me. I don't know what this alumni club but unless it entails free golf, I'm not in.
No, well, that's just a part of it. It's not like or the alumni club. No, it's and membership. It's part of the whole thing. You get all I'm sorry. I guess you can't see the brackets. $500 gift certificate or $200 cash. See what I mean? So you can get $2,200 in cash or $2,000 cash, $500 gift certificate. And either way, you get the membership to the Alumni Club and an additional $500 for each time your design gets reprinted. So there you go.
Oh, I'll take it.
But here's the thing. What little I have done looking through here, I don't see ever getting printed there. But then again, one of the top shirts is this polka dot thing that looks like a ladybug pattern. Yeah, it is a ladybug pattern. With a little ladybug painting in one of the circles. See, I don't get t-shirts. I really don't get it.
You know, the problem is it's a lot like what we do at work. It doesn't matter if what we do is good. It matters if the client thinks it's good. And the client is not at all remotely qualified to say whether it's good. And therein lies the problem. The voters are nowhere near qualified to say what is good. But they do anyway.
Well.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're using it as practice?
Not so much practice. Well, I'm using it to, work on my design skills.
Well, and here's a question.
Because it motivates me. It drives me more than I do on my own.
Have you yet to completely do a design in Illustrator?
I've yet to do one that looks good. You remember that zombie-ish, that one zombie thing that I said that I wasn't sure if I could submit? I don't want to really talk about it too much because maybe I can.
Right.
I want it.
Right.
Anyway, I did that in Illustrator, but it was a struggle. I really do not have the hang of drawing an Illustrator.
Yeah.
So.
Well, just remember that if you ever do get one printed, I know they say you can submit a PSD, but it will not separate correctly.
Well, I always convert it into Illustrator before submitting it now. I've got that down. I know how to do that. I do the drawing in Photoshop, and then I bring the vector layers over to Illustrator. So.
Oh, well, see, that's really what I was asking.
Oh, I thought you meant actually draw one in Illustrator.
Oh, no. What the fuck would you do that? That would be frustrating.
It is frustrating.
I always do my own in Photoshop first and then finish it in Illustrator.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I do, too. So, there you go.
Right. So, speaking of all of these websites and such, your website is kind of going through a period of rebirth, as it were. The actual fizzleandpop.com. What are you doing with that?
Yeah. See, and much like birth, it's pretty ugly right now.
It looks a lot like placenta.
Yeah. If you go there now, I have a shell of it up, just fizzleandpop.com, no blogspot anymore. I mean, there's still a blog, but I'm not updating it until my final post.
Yet.
Well, I'm going to say go here now because I have a blog built into this as well of my own.
So you're using all of your newfound web skills, which will pay the bills to upgrade and revamp your site. And is that Flash? Is your navigation Flash-based? Is that what I saw earlier?
No, that is not.
No? What is it? Is that PHP?
It is PHP, and here's the thing. I'm not actually using Dreamweaver. I'm using it's retarded. Well, I shouldn't say retarded cousin, but
Dreamweaver's retarded cousin is named what?
Is RapidWeaver, but it's basically you build off of
theme. It's Dreamweaver with ADD.
No, not exactly. It's more like plug-in base and that type of stuff. It's kind of a WYSIWYG editor. Where you just kind of throw things the way you want them. I'm not entirely happy with it. I'm still tweaking my way around it, trying to figure out what I want. I don't know if I'm going to keep this look. But the nice thing is, if I decide to change the look, it changes site-wide almost instantly.
Well, and are you hosting? How are you hosting this site?
I am hosting through Globat.com, Globat.com.
Globat.com? How much does that cost?
That costs $4.44 a month. You had to pay a year in advance.
And what do you get for your paltry sum?
Well, I would say go check Globat.com because it'll tell you far better and more accurately than I can. But
well,
here's the basics. 1,000 gigabytes web hosting space, 1,000 gigabytes data transfer per month,
Sounds like a terabyte.
Yeah. Forever Free Domain, trademarked, so I don't even know what the hell that is, really. Probably has something to do with setting up a domain through them. Zero setup fees, free easy site builder with templates, which I'm not using. 1 year money back guarantee, which is prorated. So, like, if a month down the line, if I decide I want to try someone else instead, I can get most of my money back.
Hmm.
Three MySQL databases, whatever the hell those are. I don't even use that yet, so I don't know.
I think that would be more along the lines if you were doing some business.
Right. And free shopping cart, SSL, and stats.
Again. So, again, business.
Right. Supports FTP, CGI, PHP, Perl. World-class 24/7 365 customer support that I haven't had to use yet.
Hmm.
It's got a lot of...
Seriously, this sounds like a good deal. How reliable are they? I mean, has it ever gone down yet that you know of?
Not that I know of, and...
So they offer you a terabyte of hosting...
Space,
and a terabyte of transfer per month?
Yes.
For $4.44 prepaid.
Yeah. And you have to.
That's
when you sign up,
a phenomenal deal.
Yeah, when you sign up, you can go for 1 to 3 years, I think. But and you can also with just this basic one have you. Okay, where was it? There. Crap! I can't find it now. You know how you can have subdomains? That's it. Subdomains, right?
Sure. Yeah.
On this one, they don't offer free subdomains. You do have that, but once you pay, you have an unlimited subdomains that you can set up. And with the basic, without paying extra, you are allowed to host 10 domains through there. Host up 10 domains. Unlimited email accounts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, shucks.
Shucks.
And I might have to look into hosting sonofcheese.com at globad.com.
Right. And see, with this Rapid Weaver, it works with different... I'd have to show it to you. Basically, you can set up a blog through Rapid Weaver. That's what I've got going right now. And it's a decent-looking blog for the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've looked at it yet.
I took a quick look at what you had up.
Right.
I didn't like the tiny little column width you had going, but...
Which tiny little column? Oh, you mean on the front page?
Yeah, on the front page.
Yeah, I did that just so that I could have that sidebar thing. I might readjust it, but...
But overall, I mean, it's a fine idea. If you can get around to hosting your own site, then you don't have to rely on somebody else, like Google.
Exactly. And I can add whatever I want to it. Like, eventually I will be adding in tutorials and all sorts of things. It's just I got to get the base site the way I want it, you know?
Right. That's something right there. I'm excited to see how it turns out, personally. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. You have been listening to the triumphant return of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With us, as always, Colin Burton of the new and soon-to-be-improved FizzlinPop.com.
Take care, everyone.
Yes, indeed. We will be back again next Wednesday. And when I say that, I'm not even bullshitting you. I know I might have said that at the end of the last one, but that was recorded like a month in advance. I had no idea I was going to puss out and not record something, right?
Yeah, I think you got out of the habit of doing it. I think that's what the problem is.
Well, we'll do it again next weekend. How's that?
Sounds great.